Hello and welcome to More or Less on the BBC World Service. We're the programme all about the numbers all around us in the news and in life, and I'm Tim Harford. The BBC recently reported that
breast screening women in their 40s could save lives.
This study was from the UK, where routine breast cancer screening is already offered to women between the ages of 50 and 70. The question is, what happens if you offer it to women 10 years earlier, from age 40? The answer came from research published in the medical journal The Lancet, based on a study called the UK Age Trial. This trial enrolled over 160,000 women between 1990 and 1997 and followed them for an average of 23 years. Some of them were given screening every year throughout their 40s. Others, chosen at random, received screening at 50, as is standard practice. It's a large-scale and well-designed randomised control trial, but did it really show that screening women in their 40s saves lives? And if so, how many lives? I asked a professor of public health at the University of Sydney, Alexandra Barrett.
I think that, as the lawyers say, reasonable minds could come to different conclusions about this. So strictly speaking, the trial doesn't provide evidence that breast screening saves lives because although in some analyses they showed that it reduces the risk of dying from breast cancer, it didn't have a big enough effect to impact significantly on the risk of dying from any cause. So what we call the all-cause mortality was not reduced.
So this is interesting and a bit puzzling. The early screening provides some evidence of preventing deaths from breast cancer, although even that depends on exactly how you slice up the data. But in any case, the early screening doesn't demonstrably prevent deaths overall. It's questionable, then, to claim that the early screening saved lives. So what's going on? All-cause mortality is a measure of death from any cause, and there wasn't a statistically significant difference in all-cause mortality between the women in the study who were screened early for breast cancer and those who weren't. But breast cancer deaths were lower. One explanation is that the screening and follow-up treatment had fatal side effects for some women. Some treatments do, but there wasn't any evidence of that in this case. Another explanation is that some deaths from breast cancer were prevented, and then the woman died from some other cause shortly after. But the basic story is probably that the breast screening simply didn't save enough lives overall to be detectable amidst the noise. It's just hard to conduct a study large enough to pick up changes in all-cause mortality unless the true effects are very large.
It's because breast cancer, particularly for women who are age 40, is a relatively rare cause of death. So in this trial, breast cancer accounted for 7% of the deaths that they observed over the follow-up period. And you reduce that by a little tiny fraction, you can see that the impact on all-cause deaths is going to be even tinier. It's going to be a really, really small difference. And therefore, you would need to have an enormous trial, hundreds of thousands of women.
Although a similar number of women ended up dying overall in the two groups, the study did find some evidence of fewer deaths from breast cancer among those who'd been screened in their 40s. By how much was the risk of dying from breast cancer reduced?
So in relative terms, it's a 25% reduction in the risk of dying from breast cancer. But in absolute terms, it's still a very small reduction. It turns out to be about one fewer death from breast cancer per 1,000 of women who actually participate in screening.
So it's quite a lot of activity to prevent one death. On the other hand, you are, if we believe the analysis, you are preventing a death. So perhaps that's worth quite a lot of activity.
Exactly. And that's where the contestability, if you like, lies. Because if you are the one in 1,000 women whose life is saved by participating regularly in screening, then obviously that's a really important benefit. And I guess the question that seems the most important to me then is, well, what happens to the other 999 women?
Well, so what does happen to them?
Well, they estimated that about 18% had at least one false positive.
That's just under 200 women for every 1,000 women screened.
So that's a false alarm where the screening test shows an abnormality and the woman has to go back and have more tests to sort out whether there is a breast cancer there or not. And we know from other research that women describe this as a very scary time and that it has in some women quite long-lasting psychological effects.
Screening older women, those between 50 and 70, does offer a much larger benefit in terms of reducing breast cancer deaths. It prevents 5 deaths for every 1,000 women screened. But for these older women, there are also higher risks of overdiagnosis. This is different from a false positive. A false positive wrongly detects a cancer that isn't there, and in the end, after some anxiety, more scans and tests, the woman would eventually be reassured that she didn't have cancer. Overdiagnosis is different.
It's a cancer that could have been left alone, undetected, untreated, and it would never have caused any problem to the individual within their lifetime. And it's always a risk when you go looking for disease early.
So in that situation, you would have a woman who cancer was identified, she would have to go through all the treatment, and she would think that the screening had saved her life, but in fact, had there been no screening, nobody would ever have known and she would never have come to any harm.
That's exactly right. It's one of those things that can only be measured epidemiologically or statistically. So what you have to do is look at a population of people who are screened and then compare that to a similar group who are not screened and follow them up over time to see if there's an excess number of cancers found in the screened group.
Professor Barrett says the best estimate is that around 20% of all breast cancers among women who are screened are overdiagnosed.
Unlike a lot of healthcare, screening is done to people who are well. By definition, we're doing something, offering something to people who are well, and therefore there's always the potential to make them less well than they are at that moment.
So as it happens, my wife was invited for screening in her 40s as part of a trial. What would you have advised her?
Because I'm an epidemiologist and not a clinician, I'm reluctant to give advice. But I guess I would have had this same conversation to talk through, well, what are the chances of experiencing a benefit and what's the nature of that benefit if you are the one in 1,000 woman? And on the other hand, what are the downsides? So you have to accept that you go along for screening every year. So it's the stress and inconvenience of going every year. It's the radiation from 10 mammograms over the course of 10 years. And then it's the possibility of having a false alarm and having to go back and experience that. And I've done research where we've tested out these kind of information materials to explain this to women. And I've had women come into my office and say, oh, that's a no-brainer. I'd obviously want to go. You know, I really don't want to die of breast cancer and I'll do whatever I can to reduce that risk. And other women will come in and look at the exact same data and say, I'm healthy, I want to enjoy my life. If I get a breast lump or any other symptom, obviously I'll investigate it, but I don't want to go having to participate in a medical system unless I really have to. So I think it's very reasonable to come to either conclusion.
Professor Alexandra Barrett of the University of Sydney. And that is all we have time for, but please keep your questions and comments coming in to moreorless@bbc.co.uk. Until next week, goodbye.